Live from Next Gen Studios, this is The Sports Page.
Happy Saturday and welcome to The Sports Page on Next Gen Media. I'm Ashton Nix with Chris Robb. Chris, it's getting that time of year. We've already had a couple of college football playoff, I guess they're called rankings. You know, the big announcements they make every Tuesday. We've already had a few out. It never ceases to be controversial. I don't know that it, you know, ever won't be.
Yeah, right.
Unless you just, I mean, really open it up. And I even think, you know, you talk about March Madness NCAA where they have, I mean, there's 68 teams now they let in. It's hard to say that if you can't get into the top 68, you don't have any business being in there, you know.
Absolutely.
And now you have, right now as it sits, you have 3 1-loss teams with an undefeated team out.
Right.
In Cincinnati. And they play in the AAC, and it's not like past undefeated teams, you know, with your Boise States or Coastal Carolinas. Seems like it would be a legitimate team. I mean, head to head, I mean, we have Georgia, Cincinnati, I'd pick Georgia. Alabama, I'd pick Alabama. Ohio State, I'd pick Ohio State. Oregon, I guess I'd pick Oregon. I wouldn't have, you know, I haven't watched them play that much.
Yeah. I've seen them play a couple of times. They're the real deal. They just, they had a slip up earlier, but they're the real deal. They went to Columbus and really put it on Ohio State. So they're the real deal.
Yeah. And it depends what you want to say the playoff is for. If you want the 4 best teams in there, okay, that's it. It's going to have controversy and be debatable, but
right.
I mean, you don't have the best 68 teams into March Madness. I mean, with the automatic tournament berths for conference championships, I mean, you can't tell me that most of the Power 5 basketball schools that don't even get a chance to make it aren't better than half the teams or maybe a good majority of half the teams that are making the tournament. So you don't have that argument there. It's hard when there's only 4 teams because you can make a case for any of the 4 teams. In college basketball, you like to see the upsets and the Cinderellas, but you don't expect any of them to win at all.
Right.
You expect them, okay, maybe to win 1 or 2 games, and, you know, it's a cool story. It's fun.
And I feel like college basketball is way more unpredictable than college football because, I mean, obviously it's less people on the field of play. So it's, you know, you can go in there, you know, one night against Duke as a, you know, as a whoever, say, like, you know, Abilene Christian, and yeah, you can have a player go for 40 that night and, you know, knock them off. But in football, it's, you know, it's so many different pieces that come into part, you know, like, you know, you got to block well, you know, interior play, receivers, quarterbacks, defense. So it's a little bit different. So I feel like, you know, great football teams will usually win, you know, on like neutral sites.
Yeah. And they went to the BCS rankings to avoid leaving. The idea was to avoid leaving undefeated teams out, even if they don't think they're the best, which I understand. If it's one game, that's it for the championship. You should have the 2 best teams. Like right now, it should be Georgia. And I guess as Alabama's ranked now, I mean, you can make arguments they haven't played anybody. But just looking down, there's not a team I can definitively say Oregon, Ohio State, Michigan, Michigan State, Cincinnati, Oklahoma. I don't think any of them would beat Alabama head-to-head. But in a playoff, you have the opportunity. Let's just throw some teams in there and see what happens. Because it's not always the best team that wins it. I mean, best team doesn't always win the Super Bowl. Just look at baseball, the World Series. The Braves were nowhere near the best team. There were teams that had a better record than the Braves that weren't even in the playoffs.
Right.
So that's why I'm in favor. Like, I think it should just be automatic. If you have an undefeated team, they should be in there. On the outside of Coastal Carolina last year, that's kind of hard to tell a team like that. But Cincinnati, I mean, they've struggled against some teams, but they beat Notre Dame. They have some decent wins against, you know, against normal Power Five schools. It's not like Boise State and Coastal Carolina beating up on Utah, and Coastal Carolina did get a win against BYU last year.
Right.
But you have to play your schedule. I understand that. And I really think the only option would be to expand the playoff. I think everyone is in favor. Just about everyone's in favor of that.
Yeah. You know, I wouldn't even expand it too much. I would expand it, obviously, like, because, you know, it's so many teams that can, you know, you got to give them a chance. You know, Cincinnati, they're 9-0. You got to give them a chance. OU's 9-0, and they're sitting at number 8. You know, like, it's almost like, you know, why even rank them at that point? Because, you know, they have how many one-loss teams in front of them? Like, 6? Mm-hmm. And, you know, so, you know, OU should – I mean, they've won every game they played. So, I mean, I feel like they should be in the top 4. But, you know, they go off style points, you know, how bad they're beating teams.
And I'm not a big fan of that, honestly, yes. Because the reason you don't have as many upsets in college football is because the teams don't let off the pedal ever.
Right.
A good example of the year Vince Young and the Longhorns won the championship in the Big 12 championship. Big 12. They played Colorado. It was like 77-7 or something like that.
Yeah.
And I mean, obviously they win in their end. There's teams that if you're already ranked 1 or 2, unless you just struggle against a really bad team. But I like watching good games. I don't want to have to be a fan of Texas or Georgia or Alabama or whoever. Of course, I want my team just to blow out the other team. No one ever really wants the game to be close. After the fact, right. If you win the close game, it's a great game. It was amazing.
Yeah.
But you don't want to have that in the back of your head where you're like, man, even if they win, what's the point? You know, they're gonna lose style points. It's just another element to it. And you know, arguments against expanding it are, you know, playing too many games, you know, for these college students, which who now can make money
right.
off their name, image, and likeness. And I think you can capitalize on that. Teams like, Cincinnati's not, you know, Cincinnati's not nobody, but you get Cincinnati in there or lesser teams. Let's say if Coastal Carolina made it a year or Boise State, you can have opportunities for them to make more money because they made the playoff.
Right.
And all you have to do, you do what the NFL did. They added an extra game. They took off preseason games. You can,
right.
I think college football will survive without Michigan playing Appalachian State. That was the first one off the top of my head, which is actually a bad example because Appalachian State beat Michigan.
Yeah, but like, you know, like Alabama playing like Citadel or Mercer.
Texas playing Rice. That's kind of an old
Rice.
Southwest
yeah, but the,
rivalry.
The Alabama, I feel like the Alabama-Mercer game, that's like, you know, like, like I don't even know what Mercer is. You know, I'm sure they, you know, they're a good school or whatever, but I can deal without watching those games in favor of, you know, adding an extra, you know, 1 or 2 playoff games. Like, I think expanding it to – I don't want to expand it too far. I would go 6.
Yeah.
And you know, give the 1 and 2 seed a bye. So, you know, then, you know, the – what would that be? The 3 and 4 and the 5 and 6 play each other. And
so then, let's assume, because they've kind of talked about expanding. Like, the College Football Committee actually talked about it, not – like, hey, Blow Schmo on his sports radio podcast talked about
right.
it. But it's legit. It's not, hey, when we're not going to do it or we are going to do it. They're eventually going to do it. And there's a lot of
right.
TV rights. You know, it gets real complicated when you're talking about TV rights and, hey, you have to put this game on this. But it's either going to be 8 or 12 teams. More than likely 12 is that's kind of what the format they talked about. But just looking at 8, you would have right now as it stands, you'd have, if you went by their rankings, now they may change it up a little bit and throw like UTSA might get thrown a bone if you're going to expand it a little bit, but you'd have Georgia, Alabama, Oregon, Ohio State, Cincinnati, Michigan, Michigan State, and Oklahoma in.
Right.
And outliers are Notre Dame, Oklahoma State, Texas A&M. I think we're safe to say that that's less controversial. There's definitely not a format attached with that. If you were going to expand it to eight, like, are you doing conference champions? Are you just doing the top eight? That's why I was just taking the top eight. But what they had talked about, and they said there's not going to be an official or official format talked about until they come to an agreement on how many teams they're going to do. But not even a proposal yet, but what they've talked about is expanding it to 12 teams, mm-hmm. and they would take the top six conference champions. Okay. So this would be, it doesn't matter what conference, because I was always thinking, well, do the Power Five, they get automatic bids, and then you do at large or whatever. But no,
okay, at large, yeah.
They take all the conference champions of FBS, obviously.
Okay.
And whatever their ranking. So you assume Georgia wins the SEC, they're number one. Oregon wins a Pac-12, they're number three. Ohio State. So Cincinnati winning the AAC, assuming the rankings stayed the way they were, although they're ranked second, but the playoff, they're ranked fifth. They would be the third best because Alabama wouldn't be, or I guess they'd be the fourth best because Ohio State's there. Alabama wouldn't be a conference champion. So you would take the top six conference champions, and the top four of those would get a bye week. And then they would just do at-large bids after that. So once they...
As far as, this expanded to like 12 teams?
So. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So you would have six at-large and six conference champions would be the top. Or would be the top six guaranteed seeds. So if, let's say you took Georgia, leave Alabama. Georgia, Oregon, Ohio State, Cincinnati... Oklahoma winning the Big 12. I don't know how you do it with independence.
Like Notre Dame. I think, Wake Forest will win the eight.
You would have to do Wake Forest. So out of there, you have Alabama, Michigan, Michigan State, Notre Dame, Oklahoma State. Is that one, two, three, four? And then maybe you get Texas A&M. I don't know how I miscounted or if I miscounted that or not. But so Wake Forest at 12. Would be the number six seed.
The number six seed.
Okay. And then you'd get Georgia and Oregon getting bye weeks as of how it sits now, obviously. And then you would just use existing bowl games. So it's not necessarily adding more games. There would be some lesser teams that kind of get screwed in the end. There's less bowl games.
Yeah. And I don't really like the whole, they've added so many bowl games and, now five win teams are going to bowl games. And I'm not really a huge fan of that, because at one point bowl games meant something.
Yeah.
And now they're just like, they have the Cheez-It bowl,
pepperoni
bowl. Yeah.
As a consumer, I love it, but no, I get what you're saying, because I like to think of, I'm a real statistical person. I'm not like you win it or you win the championship or you're out. I look at, legacy of players making Pro Bowls, all-star games. I look at, my team's Texas, I hold them to higher standards, but I look at teams, what bowl games have they made? What bowl games have they won? And it kind of cheapens it in that sense. But I love from what, I don't know if they still market it as bowl week, starting December 21st or whatever. But right there, right before Christmas, all the way from Christmas past New Year's, you have a bowl game every day. It's one, and it's all these weird matchups. Like, I'm not gonna watch random crappy teams, Tulsa and Memphis, because they play in the same conference. They would play every year. I'm probably not gonna watch that. I need some, if SMU's playing or
Purdue, San Diego State.
But you throw some weird matchups in there. So you throw SMU BYU or something. Like
that's
teams,
a good one, yeah.
Yeah, you just throw these random games like, that's weird. It doesn't gel with me right away. Like, I might watch that just because, it's on. But all these random games, and they don't matter. They matter to the teams because they get money. The players get notoriety. The coaches probably don't care. I mean, when Texas plays in the Alamo Bowl, they're probably gonna be like, of course we care about it. When they probably don't. But you have opportunities, and I'm mad or upset that Texas and Texas A&M haven't been able to be paired together in some bowl game.
And I think it was either – I mean, they've been in the Alamo Bowl 2 years in a row, so they've – well, I know – I remember they played – I know they played Mizzou. I think it was that year that they were
– and Texas, they were like Texas A&M destined, had, like, the same record.
Yeah, they were like, destined to play each other, but yeah, something happened to where – it was Mizzou or something like that.
Yeah, and I was even looking at, okay, supposedly, if you, depending on who makes the playoffs, the Alamo Bowl is the Big 12 whatever place and the SEC whatever place. And, of course, that changes. Texas played Oregon in the Alamo Bowl 1 year. But I'm like, why wouldn't you do that? There's no way that Texas A&M, I don't care how bad it was. And I know Texas A&M have a lot better seasons recently, but this wasn't a Johnny Manziel season. This was the exact same record. And there's no way Alamo Bowl wouldn't have made more money having Texas and Texas A&M playing.
That would have been incredible.
A&M probably played like the Chick-fil-A Bowl or something. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't like, oh yeah, they played in the Cotton Bowl or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, I think there's things happening behind the scenes that, whether you want to say it's Texas or Texas A&M that doesn't want to play, there's a lot of butthurt stuff going on there that they really don't want to play each other. There's no, it's like, I think they look at it as like you getting in a fight with a woman or a girl or something. It's a no win situation.
Right.
And no disrespect. It's not trying to be a sexist comment, but if you were to get in a fight with a woman, if you actually, you know, win the fight, you don't win, but you get your ass kicked by a woman, you don't, there's no win there. And
yeah,
but that year were the same, like some years Texas is up there, A&M's up there and vice versa, but it's, that year should have been perfect. I was expecting it and it didn't happen.
Yeah. It was a 2017 cause they played Mizzou that year.
Yeah.
And the next year they played Georgia. So I think they were, you know, at that point they were too high of a seed to play A&M at that point. But, yeah, that 2017 game, like I was ready. Like they were, you know, doing bowl projections, and I was like, it was Texas A&M for about 3 or 4 weeks straight.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, yeah. And then all of a sudden, you know, I don't know what happened, and you know, Mizzou ended up playing. You know, they got killed, obviously, but you know, we'll see. I'm not really sure. I would love for them to bring back. And, you know, they're going to play each other.
Yeah, come 2024 I'm not or whatever. As worried about it now because they'll play. Yeah. Who knows? They could go to the SEC.
That's just a huge rivalry that would be stripped away. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's not even that it has to be the stars aligning for it to work.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, even if it's just a little close, like, yeah, maybe you're devaluing A&M or devaluing Texas in any given year. I just think it'd be great money, but, you know, it's a shame, but I, in general, like watching bowl games, not, you know, not to a religious level, but, you know, just to have something on. It's like the Lions playing on Thanksgiving. Don't tell me you don't have the Lions game on TV.
Yeah. It's,
you
yeah,
probably
it's
don't
on,
watch,
like, yeah. But it's on. Yeah.
Yeah. You might look at it, but that's what happens. You,
like background noise.
Yeah. You're preparing whatever your Thanksgiving festivities are, mm-hmm. whether you're cooking that early in the morning, I don't know, but, you have the Lions game on and it's just kind of festive. And that's really what I do throughout Christmas. Like, my wife's family, their whole family comes to our house every Christmas Eve. And I always have whatever bowl game, the best bowl game I can find, is playing when they get there. And it's just kind of like small talk about it. And the same on New Year's Eve. You know, Tony comes over to our house with his kids. Or we might go over there. It's vice versa, depending on what we do for Christmas. But mm-hmm. we'll watch whatever bowl game, you know, or, you know, until the New Year's party gets started. That's part of, and they market it. They do a great job marketing it as that's part of the holiday. So people... we'll get that. And I know you have traditionalists that, yeah, they're, you know, 40 years ago, there was only so many bowl games and they only mm-hmm. look at like the New Year's Six as the best bowl games.
Right.
But yeah, going into, if they were going to expand it to 12 games, you would, the championship game would be its own independent game like it is now, but you mm-hmm. would kind of mix in probably the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl, Fiesta Bowl. Those are just take turns being semi and quarterfinal and semifinal games, which again, there's no argument against it in that sense. There's plenty of bowl games already. Even if you want to say, yeah, let's get rid of most of the bowl games and just have, you know, this.
Yeah, which, it's enough bowl games to where they can do it to 12. You throw in the Peach Bowl,
Yeah, the Peach Bowl was even used, I think, last year or the year before. But that's something they already do. But, yeah, there's a lot of notoriety. You don't have to dig down and get the Dollar General Bowl or anything like that. You have
the Cheez-It Bowl. That's
the Cheez-It Bowl. What was the Heart of Dallas Bowl, which I think they moved to Frisco, and it's but that's something I enjoy because I think it's bragging rights to an extent with all these bowl games, because I'm, like I said, I'm a real statistical person, so I'm all about the conference and the region I live in. So the Longhorns being in the Big 12, although that's, you know, changing.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I cheered for A&M when they beat Alabama. I cheer for different teams in the Big 12 to win as long as they're not playing Texas, based on the standings to help Texas. But Oklahoma State, even Oklahoma, when they play in bowl games, I want them to win because that looks good on the Big 12. Because, you know, let's face it, the Big 12 has, you know, kind of been the Power Five stepchild for a while, at least in football. In football,
them and the Pac-12. I feel like, you know, the Big 12, they've been handling their own a little bit. They've won the past couple years as far as, like, you know, having a better bowl record than like the SEC, but you know, it's just, they just can't seem to, whenever they get into the playoff or, you know, other games like that, besides, let me think, maybe Texas versus Georgia a few years ago. You know, it's always Oklahoma losing to whoever. Yeah. And, you know, it's just they're when was the last time a Big 12 team was in the national championship? You know, maybe
Texas. It's been Texas? Texas against Alabama? Yeah, in 2010
I feel like was OU in one after that with Sam Bradford? Was that before?
I know. Man, I don't have that. I'm trying to think. I know OU, you know, they kind of had that reputation even with the BCS. Getting, you know, blown out by Florida, blown out by USC. I'm not sure when the last time Oklahoma could, because there were a lot of BCS matchups before the playoffs started. The playoffs started 2017, I want to say. Mm-hmm. Here, I'll even look it up.
Yeah, I'm about to look it up real fast. Because I'm actually curious.
And I try to pride myself on that, knowing years, and I'll tell people, no, this is the order it was, because, you know, I'll even tell you how geared I am towards that. Because, like I said, I'm a real stat oriented person. I look for patterns, and maybe it's my OCD. Maybe, you know, I'm just a weirdo, but it was kind of panning out for Texas to repeat the same way they did with Vince Young, as in you have the defending champions, Florida. It should have been Florida. Florida had blown out Oklahoma the previous year, just like USC had, but then Alabama beat Florida in the SEC championship game. So I'm thinking as Tim Tebow should have lost to the Longhorns that year, because that's when the Big 12 championship game, I think it was the first year they had it at Cowboy Stadium, because I had went and they played Nebraska.
When Ndamukong Suh almost won the game by himself, that game?
Texas had thrown the ball out of bounds to kill the clock, and there was 1 second. Yeah. And I tell you, I don't think that many Nebraska fans travel to there, because there was a lot. I think it was a lot of TCU fans, because TCU was ranked third or fourth.
Mm-hmm.
Undefeated that year, and they say if Texas loses, they're going to be in the national championship. And man, that stadium was loud when they thought the game was over, and then of course they kicked a field goal to win it that year.
Yeah.
Do you have an answer? Who's the last Big 12 team to be in the championship?
Looking like Oklahoma. But I was still trying to look, but I feel like, yeah, I think Oklahoma might be the last one. But it's only like one in the last maybe 10 years or something like that.
Was it a playoff year or a BCS year?
That might even, yeah, that's true. Cause when did the playoff come? 2014?
Let's see, BCS National Championship game. I'm going to look it up.
Yeah.
Let's look up the last. Okay, so yeah, because 2013 was the last year of the BCS. Florida State beat Auburn. So Oklahoma did not make it last. Yeah, Texas is the last one in the BCS, so it had to be. I don't think Oklahoma's won a college football playoff game, though.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
So it had to be Texas, not for bragging rights. You know, we're spending a lot of time on something that probably doesn't matter. But
yeah, it is. It's Texas. Yeah,
it's Texas. Which that just shows how bad the Big 12 has been.
Like, and that was 2009. And Oklahoma made it the year before Texas in 2008. So that's what I was thinking of.
Yeah, and and then you've had years where it was a college football playoff year where TCU and Baylor were tied. They were ranked like 5th and 6th or 6th and 7th.
Right.
And they were left out, both one-loss teams. And that's why they brought the Big 12 championship game back, because that was a criticism. But other than that, Oklahoma, pretty much, I think there's a couple of exceptions. Oklahoma has made it nearly every time.
Yeah, pretty much.
To the college football playoff. But it's hard to tell when you have only four spots, but you have more than four power conferences.
Yeah.
It's hard. And I wouldn't even be against if you just said, okay, the top, you know, the four spots are for the Big 12, the Pac-12, SEC, and Big 10. Like, obviously, I left out the Big 12 because they're losing Texas and Oklahoma. I wouldn't be against that. You're not going to get the four best teams. And even in some cases, you may not even get the best team if, because you're going to have Georgia and Alabama play later. But right. There are some years where you have a subpar SEC team play. And, you know, if you get an upset, which I just think that's crazy, would be even crazier if that happened. But, mm-hmm. you know, I understand how it is. And the committee, I don't think really cares that much. I mean, I'm sure they want the, you know, the best product for financial purposes, but I think they're okay with holding out and having controversy because people like us are going to talk about it.
Exactly. I think it's a talking point. It's, you know, gets the people, you know, talking about it, making blogs about it, podcasts, you know, it's a talking point on, you know, all national shows. So, you know, I think it's a method to their madness for sure. And you know, like the first college football playoff rankings that came out, I was like, wait, you know what? Like, because it was completely different from the AP top 25.
Yeah.
And even now it's almost completely different. I'll throw on UTSA because I've become a huge fan this year. So, but like. They're 20 now. They, you know, they're finally in the top 25 at 9-0, and they're 23rd in the college football playoff.
Yeah, they're 15th right now.
Yeah, they're 15th. They're 15th in the AP, and they're gonna keep rising. They might even crack the top 10 in the AP poll. But you know, as far as like the college football playoff, they're just. I mean, I don't know if they don't have any. You know, they have some quality wins. I just don't get it.
And I'm looking at the top 25 right now, and I'm going to give a shout out to the Big 12, the future Big 12, the teams they're adding, because you can't replace Texas and Oklahoma, but Cincinnati's ranked 2 in the top 25, not the college football playoff, but you have Cincinnati, mm-hmm. Houston's ranked 17th, BYU's ranked 14th, and then obviously Central Florida, they're not ranked in the top 25 right now, but they're a solid program, and I don't know where these teams will – where their programs will be in a few years when they join the Big 12. But these are some solid schools that the Big 12 is adding.
Yeah, definitely.
But definitely. Let's play a game right now. Do you have the college football playoff ranking in front of you?
Yep.
Okay. So I'm somebody who loves chaos, especially when my team's not in it.
Right,
So
me
let's
too.
see. Let's see the furthest team down, the lowest ranking team that we think can still make the playoff by scenarios where the other teams lose. So we can just go ahead and throw out there, Georgia, Alabama are going to play. If Georgia loses to Alabama, I think Georgia is going to stay in the top four. But let's just say Alabama loses, they're out.
Right.
Oregon, that, I mean, that can happen. Who they lost to Stanford
Yeah.
earlier this year, and that's not a good team. They still play Washington. Okay, so there's about 3 weeks left for most teams,
Yeah.
3 games left.
That, and I think that Ohio State win is what's going to keep them in there. Because, I mean, well, they're ranked ahead of Ohio State, but I think that's that win is going to hold a lot of weight at the end. But yeah, let's see. Let's see.
So I have to look at the standings. Off the top of my head, I don't know if we're talking Big Ten, how the divisions are working. Okay, I'm looking at it now. So Ohio State, Michigan State, and Michigan, none of them can face each other in the Big Ten championship game.
Yeah, but Ohio State and Michigan play each other at the end, so
Yeah. So, but Michigan's ranked high enough. So if let's say Michigan beat Ohio State wouldn't drop very far.
I think they will flip-flop spots.
Yeah, and let's say one of them loses in the Big Ten championship game.
Yeah.
So
I'm trying to think.
it's
Michigan State
feasible
might.
for Cincinnati. Oklahoma can still make it in there.
I think the furthest I would go, I feel like Oklahoma State has a good chance at 10. Because, I mean, all they really, I mean, it's easy to say, but all they have to do is win out. And I feel like they will give the Big 12 that push because they have to play Oklahoma.
Yeah, if they
They
beat, yeah, exactly. If they beat Oklahoma, that'll give them a shot up there. And that may be a situation where they play Oklahoma again in the Big 12 championship
In the
game.
Big 12, yeah. And then I'm
It's
trying to
not
figure out who else.
likely. It's not likely, but yeah, it would be possible.
Yeah.
Notre Dame obviously has a shot because they have that Alabama essence to them where the committee
Yeah.
really would.
They want them in there because,
They
I mean, it
want them in
brings,
it because for obvious reasons, Notre Dame's a huge name. Fans will travel. You get huge TV ratings.
Like the one year they made it, I
They're just
whenever
blown out. I think they
they
made
got
it
blown out,
twice,
yeah,
but
that
yeah,
I
they
forgot
got
what
blown
year that
out
was.
twice.
Yeah, they've gotten every year they've gotten in, they've gotten blown out. But I mean, it's Notre Dame, and they it brings the they're almost like the Cowboys or like Texas or you know what I mean? Like it's like that type of essence, that type of like aura around their name,
And what's
but.
going against them is they're not in a conference and they're not going to have a conference championship game.
Right.
And really, they play Virginia. Virginia is at today. Yeah, today. And the other two games, Georgia Tech and Stanford, are terrible teams. So they really need some help. They're not going to leapfrog anybody. And the problem is, if Oklahoma State beats Oklahoma, who's ahead of Notre Dame, they'll jump over Notre Dame. And then you have Michigan, Michigan State, and Ohio State. Yeah, any of those teams beat each other out, they're staying up there. You need some of these teams to lose to teams that aren't in the top, probably top 20. Because I can see, I think Texas A&M has an outside shot of getting in the SEC championship game. But assuming they get in and they beat Georgia, they're going to be
Would you,
thrust up there. They're high enough where
yeah.
they can get thrust into.
Would you put a two loss team in the playoff?
Well, let's say Texas A&M wins out. They've already beat Alabama.
They beat Alabama,
They've
yeah.
already beat Alabama. Not that that's going to thrust them ahead of them, but you're just thinking, okay, they have Alabama. Let's say Texas A&M makes it to the SEC championship game and beats Georgia. I think you still need some help there. I don't know that they leapfrog everybody, but they'll be put right in there. Just that puts them, right outside. And you're assuming Oregon wins out, Alabama wins out, Ohio State wins out.
Right.
And then, because I don't think they leapfrog past Cincinnati if Georgia gets knocked out. And I'm not even sure Georgia gets knocked out if they if they win out and lose.
No, I don't. I don't. If Georgia loses, they're going to stay in the top four. I could almost
assuming they make it to the SEC championship game and they lose a close game against an Alabama or maybe a Texas A&M. Yeah. But Texas A&M plays Ole Miss, so in their next game, so they. That's a ranked opponent where if they win, especially if they win considerably, that's going to jump them up to probably, I mean, they probably jump over Oklahoma State, maybe Notre Dame, depending on how bad Notre Dame wins. If Oklahoma shows a bad performance and they don't, you know, blow out who they're playing, I think Texas A&M can jump a couple this week.
I feel so sorry for Cincinnati because they have teams, you know, ahead of them, they have teams behind them that can jump them, you know, like it's just, you know, they're just sitting,
their best chance is just for Oregon to lose.
They need Oregon to lose.
What they really need
is Alabama to lose in the SEC championship.
Georgia beats Alabama, I don't think the committee can keep Alabama in there.
No, absolutely.
But if Alabama beats Georgia, I think they're both still in. Ohio State losing, sure, but who do they lose to? If they lose to Michigan or, you know, if they lose to a team that's in the top 10, they're just leaping.
I think they would knock them out.
It would, but it's just flopping where Michigan beats Ohio State. Cincinnati's not going to be number four.
Right, Michigan's absolutely going to be number four. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm surprised they didn't put Michigan ahead of Cincinnati this week because Cincinnati struggled.
Exactly. And Oklahoma, I feel like if Oklahoma wins out, I mean, you can't keep out an undefeated Power 5 school. You know, they will leap Cincinnati. If Oklahoma State wins out, I feel like they will leap Cincinnati. And because they're not going to give Cincinnati the respect. And I can already know, I've been – looking at how they did them, I forgot how they were ranked, what they were ranked at last week, but they were sixth last week, but they just have too many factors going against them. And it's tough because, you know, they're undefeated. They've been a great program for the past few years. And it's just tough being, you know, someone outside the Power Five.
Yeah. Of course, if Oklahoma wins out, they'll be in because they play Oklahoma State. They have the Big 12 championship game against probably Oklahoma State, but Oklahoma plays Baylor, too.
Yeah.
So Oklahoma beats Baylor. It doesn't matter how ugly it is. They beat Baylor. That will, man, I don't know that it moves them up because you need another team to lose, but that helps their resume out. And then playing Oklahoma State, if you beat Baylor's 13th, so you beat two top 15 teams, plus beating them one more time in the Big 12 championship game, you're going to put them in unless Ohio State or Oregon. I mean, because Oregon doesn't really play anybody.
Yeah. That Ohio State win at the beginning of the year is holding so much weight. Yeah. And because they were, I forgot what they were, what Ohio State was ranked at the time, but you know, and it was an away game. And, you know, I mean, they have one ranked opponent left, and the Pac-12 has a championship game. I feel like they will, you know, play somebody solid in the championship game. I'm not really sure. The Ohio State game just holds so much weight. I even watched it and I was like, wow, this is, you know, it was way worse than what the score looked like.
Yeah, and Baylor, man, I know Wake Forest isn't going to get in. They didn't want them to get in when they were undefeated.
Right. Yeah, they were. Yeah.
And BYU is not. I think Texas A&M has an outside chance. Baylor, because they lost to Oklahoma State, not a bad loss, but they did lose to TCU. That was their other loss, which is bad. They're playing Oklahoma.
And they didn't even – they went down one spot after losing to TCU.
Yeah, like let's assume you beat Oklahoma. I think that moves Oklahoma down enough. So Baylor at least moves up. I bet you Baylor jumps Wake Forest then. And then they'll probably move up to 11 because Oklahoma will drop down far enough.
they don't like Wake Forest, and the fact that the ACC is so down this year is like Clemson. I don't even know what their record is, but the fact that if Clemson was good and Wake Forest was doing this well, they would be in the top six probably. But it's just the whole the ACC is Clemson's conference, you know, and the fact that they're down, they're like, oh, Clemson's not good. Okay, we're not even looking.
Yeah, I think it would have to go perfect for Baylor. Them beating Oklahoma, really beating them, maybe even blowing them out. But yeah. Beating them, and then they can't go back and beat Oklahoma in the Big 12 championship. You would have Oklahoma State in the top 10 at that point, unless Baylor jumps over Oklahoma State. But you'd want Oklahoma State to win out and beat Oklahoma as well. Then you face Oklahoma State in the Big 12 championship game, another top 10 team. So yeah. Assuming they play Kansas State and Texas Tech also. I'm not saying that thinking that's going to help them, but you never know.
Yeah.
You never know. When you have these lower teams, when they're not Texas, Michigan, Georgia, Alabama, when you have your Texas Techs or Oklahoma States or Iowa States that are having a really good year and ranked really high, usually what knocks them out is a random off game against a lesser team. So that's why you can't assume Baylor's going to win those. But let's say Baylor wins out. They would need Oklahoma State to win out, beat Oklahoma State, and still you need Cincinnati to lose. Maybe Ohio State to beat Michigan. Just keep Ohio State up there, but keep Michigan further down. And I don't know that they can. It would have to be Alabama out of there, and the committee picking Baylor over Alabama, which I don't think would happen.
I was just about to say that. I don't think the committee would choose a two-loss Baylor team over a two-loss Alabama team. I just don't see it happening. Especially with that, you know, that who else has Baylor lost to? TCU and then who else?
No, they lost to Oklahoma State already.
That's not a bad loss,
but the TCU is
Not a bad loss. The TCU loss was pretty bad. And I just don't see the committee saying, oh, yeah, we'll pick, you know, this two-loss Baylor team over Alabama. I would love to see it as far as, like, you know, Texas school or – because I at the end of the day, I always go for Texas schools, you know, SMU, Houston, Baylor, UTSA, but
– So is there any chance – let's just say outrageous, just crazy chaos happens.
Right.
And I'm not even going to waste our listeners' time and go down the schedule and see if it's even possible. But let's say everybody, you know, UTSA is 23. Let's say everybody 15 to 22 loses in the next few weeks, which isn't crazy to say. Some of them may even play each other. But let's say all of them lose. UTSA, you know, wins their games. They win by 20 or so. Let's say Baylor, let's say they lose. Let's say BYU loses, Wake Forest. Let's say every team has one loss, one more loss. Every team between Cincinnati at 5 and all the way up to UTSA. And UTSA is undefeated. Is there even a chance UTSA jumps into the top 5?
No. I don't. The committee's not. They're not.
I don't think they would let them get in the playoff.
Would they let them sniff it?
Would they rank UTSA at 5 if every team loses, just to be like, oh yeah, we're fair. We're, you know, they're up there.
They almost made it. Yeah. I don't. I don't.
Because
I don't see it.
Because
I don't see it.
Since I can see
it. I want it though. I want it though. I want UTSA in the top 4.
I love chaos.
I want. Yeah. I want UTSA in the top 4. But I don't see it. But I mean 9-0, I feel like they're better than a few of these teams that are ahead of them. NC State, I feel like they're better than them. It's hard to kind of see them on a neutral field against, you know, like a SEC school and pick them, because I've only seen a few games of theirs, but
they'll have their chance soon. Maybe not to be in the college football playoff, but they're going to improve their chances. We know, we talked about in previous episode, conference realignment. So UTSA is moving up into the AAC, or is it the Conference US? No, AAC. Yeah, they're moving up. They're one of the teams replacing Cincinnati, UCF, and those teams that are moving to the Big 12.
Yeah, because right now they're in the Conference USA.
So the really they would be right in the same position Cincinnati is in right now, although Cincinnati scheduled Notre Dame, which is funny. Notre Dame paid Cincinnati $1 million to play them, and they ended up beating them.
Yeah.
But that's something you need. And Cincinnati's up there. I know the college football committee doesn't want them in, you know, for obvious reasons. They want financial. They want stadiums packed. Because if Cincinnati gets in and they're playing Georgia on a neutral site, I don't care where. The neutral site could be in Ohio. I think there's more Georgia fans than Cincinnati fans in the stadium.
And they played Georgia. What was that, last year, or was that the year before, in a bowl game? And
it may have been last year, because they did really good last year as well.
Yeah, they
and
were.
That's the only reason they're up this high because of last year, they started in the top 10.
Yeah, and I remember that game, and I mean they played them tough. They played, you know, people were saying like Georgia just wasn't interested or, you know, whatever, but. You know, they played them tough. It wasn't like they didn't belong on the field. Like, you know, like some games where, you know, they're like, okay, yeah, they don't belong on the field with them. But, like, they were winning pretty much the whole game. And then I guess, you know, Georgia turned it on. But, you know, they can play with teams. And I would just want them to get a fair shake. But it's all about – you know, style points. And yeah, they played them last year and Georgia had to win on the last second field goal. So, but, you know,
they were undefeated up until that point. So really, between last year and this year, they have one loss to Georgia.
Yeah.
A close loss to Georgia
with 3 seconds left.
Yeah, and you can't say last year doesn't matter. It shouldn't. But that's the only reason Alabama's so high is because they won the championship last year. They haven't beat anybody. They did lose a close game to an A&M team who's ranked 11th. But it's hard to say that Alabama's better than Michigan or Michigan State or even Oklahoma, although Oklahoma has lost or has some ugly wins. But Alabama started ranked at number one. So what are you going to do? Were they even out of the top four at all this year? A&M was unranked.
The lowest they've gotten was fifth, if I'm not mistaken.
And, but rightfully so, A&M was unranked when they beat them. But last year does matter. And that's why Cincinnati's up there, because they start, I don't know what they started out preseason-wise, but because they had a good year and only lost to Georgia by three, they started up there pretty high. And then they scheduled Notre Dame, which is what you want to do. That's what I think some of these teams should do. Although a lot of, you know, UTSA came out of nowhere. I'm sure they thought they had a good team, but they didn't expect to be undefeated necessarily. Coastal Carolinas, I think Coastal Carolina should have scheduled a tougher game.
I know they played
BYU last year, and that was kind of out of nowhere because of COVID, but you might as well, unless your goal, like, you could care less about winning the championship. Like some of these schools, I'm sure they want nothing to do with the playoff. They would rather stay out and nobody know. You know, it's like, would you rather people be silent, people think you're an idiot, rather than open your mouth and show no doubt. Not that, you know, I'm comparing these schools to idiots, but USC was fine. A couple of years ago, UCF was fine finishing undefeated and not making the playoff, and they were like, we're national champions or whatever. Right. I promise you, the fans not so much, but the organization, the program, like, oh yeah, let them think that we're getting the notoriety, because if we go play Alabama and get blown out, you know, we're nothing. You know, we're not going to be known as that undefeated team or that great team that they thought we were. So really, but Cincinnati's up there. They're a good football program. They're year in and year out. They're making bowl games. They're having decent seasons. They have a Heisman candidate this year. I mean, UTSA doesn't have anywhere near there.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at there's absolutely no chance. I don't care. Whoever Georgia plays today, they lose. Let's say every 1 to 22 lose today. Although some of them play each other. But let's say they all lose today. UTSA might jump to, 15 or 14 just to humor some people. Just be like, yeah, we're independent. We're gonna give everybody their fair share.
Yeah, I was looking at Alabama. They beat Miami, who was at the time they were 14th, but they're 5-4 now. Ole Miss was ranked, and it looks like who else? I was wondering why they kept in Florida. Florida was 11th at the time. So, I guess that's probably why, and they're 8-1. So, I would hope they would get UTSA would get a fair shake, or, just any, like Cincinnati for sure. Like they were really good last year. They came in really good. They came in preseason number 8. So,
But I mean, they could win out. They could blow out every team they play for the rest of the year, and there's still no team worthy that they played to even give a shot in the top. I mean, every team ahead of them would have to maybe 2 losses and to even maybe get a shot. I still don't think they give them a shot, and maybe that's right. But I try to enjoy whoever makes the playoffs. Just be optimistic about it. When it's Clemson, Alabama for 3 straight years, it's like, well, I'm looking at this as like a period in time we're going to look back 20 years from now. It's Alabama, Clemson, back and forth, heavyweights. Yeah. And it's going to be looked upon differently as, here's Alabama, Clemson again. And if it's Georgia, Ohio State for the championship, those are going to be 2 heavyweights. But I'm perfectly fine with right now, whoever making the playoff is a team that's not even in the top 4 right now. I would look if it was Oklahoma State, Michigan, Notre Dame, and Cincinnati or something. People would be like, well, those aren't the best matchups, but I don't care. They have this every year. We're going to get good matchups. I just want it to be different, to have chaos, to have, Florida State, Auburn, although that year they were both really good teams. They were the best teams, but it was different because, Florida State's fallen off the face of the earth. Auburn's not doing much better.
I was just saying this. Yeah, I was just saying, what happened to Florida State? They were running the college football
and that's,
world.
And that's why Notre Dame, I talked about it. It was a show I did. It was just me. And I was hey, is Notre Dame overrated? Because they beat Florida State. Close game when Florida State was ranked highly, and then Florida State starts losing, and you're like, okay, their one good win, although I mean they've done better now. This was a few weeks ago, but Notre Dame had been struggling against every team they played, not good teams. I'm like, but their one good win you're looking at is Florida State, who isn't doing very well anymore.
Yeah, and it's a name. It's just like it's not even. I don't even know their record. Off the top of my head, I don't even know their record. But they're just really not good, and that's just it's kind of tough seeing like those traditional powerhouses like suck so bad, because you used to, like my whole life Florida State's been good, so it's kind of like
I think college football does a disservice to some of these teams, like Texas, like Florida State, where if they're Texas doing too. Decent, well, I was saying, okay, we hold Texas to a higher standard, but they're not terrible, terrible to their standards, yes, but they're, a mid-range team and they should be better. But you're wanting to say, all I hear is, well, Texas isn't back. And yeah, I know there's a small hand because, I follow a lot of Texas fans and try to look at what they talk about on Twitter and social media. And I don't see overall Texas fans being as obnoxious as they're made out to be. And I know you get to drinking, hanging out with other people. Listening to me, you may have a different experience with Texas fans, and maybe I'm biased.
Right.
But college football will put Texas up in the top 10 if they've won, if they're undefeated.
Yeah, definitely.
Easily. Absolutely. They'll put Notre Dame up there. They'll put Florida State up there.
Easily.
But Wake Forest and Baylor and Cincinnati and Oregon kind of made a name for themselves. You know, they had a good stretch there in the last decade. So they're kind of up there. But
Michigan is a team, too, that they will definitely throw in the top.
Absolutely. And it seems like Michigan actually is back.
Yeah, they're actually pretty good. They're actually
But they want to do it for money purposes. It's financial. I understand having Texas and Oklahoma play while both Texas and Oklahoma are ranked highly is better. But look at Arkansas. Now they're 6-3, but Arkansas took forever to get up there in the top 10, and they were winning. And it looks like, okay, yeah, but rightfully so. Now they're back. They're back in the top 25. But it seems like if Cincinnati loses, and although they're not playing really great teams, Cincinnati's going to be ranked like 14th or 15th if they lose this week. If Michigan loses, they'll drop down to 9th maybe. If Alabama or Georgia lose, they're still in the top 10, maybe the top 5. And I think I understand it. It's just a game. It's a business. They're doing this on purpose.
This is a business.
People like the story of UTSA, but really, do they want them in the playoff? You and me, maybe it's a Texas thing. Maybe we're just, hey, it helps the state in general notoriety.
Mm-hmm.
But does anybody want a UTSA, Alabama, or Georgia national championship game? UTSA definitely doesn't want that. Unless they truly are really good this year somehow. They're having a special year. But they're going to make a really decent bowl game. I don't know if they make it to like Cotton Bowl or something to that. I mean, I don't think the Cotton Bowl is going to take UTSA, but I don't know if they make like a New Year's Six bowl game. They might make a Peach Bowl or something like that. Like they're not going to be in the Dollar General Bowl or AutoZone Bowl or something like that.
Yeah. I think they'll give them a good team. Yeah, I think they'll give them like a cool little top 15 matchup.
I see it as Michigan, Michigan State, Oklahoma, somewhere in that. If those teams don't make it, I think they give them a matchup like that just to say, okay, everybody, we're geniuses. Y'all are all idiots. Let's just show you what happens in this meaningless bowl game. And who knows what happens? Maybe a Cincinnati happens and they barely lose, or they keep up with it. And I've said this time and time again, probably every show, that I love this time of year, all this craziness and everything's going on. And
yeah, it's the perfect time.
And I don't think we're going to have another show until January, or maybe it's February. Is the national championship game in February?
I think it's still in January.
Okay. Well, up until then, we're going to talk about or touch on college football every single episode here on out.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when some of this clears out, or especially if some of this doesn't clear out, if it just stays craziness, Cincinnati stays up there, let's let UTSA still winning, and we'll still talk about, their fake chance of like, how high can they go? Realistically, how high can they go? With 3 weeks, you never know, some of these teams losing.
If UTSA had, say they just randomly had the number two team in the nation as their, let's say, last game of the year, and they win it and they go undefeated, do they catapult to the top four?
So you're saying let's assume this year UTSA was in the AAC.
Yeah.
Like they're going to be in a few years. And Cincinnati's not going to be there, but let's use Cincinnati as an option. They're 5 in the college football playoff ranking, but they are number 2 in the nation. So UTSA, Cincinnati in the AAC championship game, 2 undefeated teams. Now UTSA would probably be ranked higher because they'd be playing more quality teams. But hell of it, no, yeah, I don't think. Yeah. I mean, an AAC team undefeated, I don't think they would keep them down at 23 or over 15 in the
15th.
I say for the hell of it, they'll the regular top 25 rankings. Throw them at number 5. Throw them at number 4. Why not? That obviously means nothing with the playoff. Throw them at number 1. Who cares? But yeah, that's, you know, they definitely have a shot. But I mean, it's hard to tell. More than likely, 999 times out of 1,000, that UTSA team is very good, but they're playing, you know, they're probably a decent team. You know, if they played some Big 12 teams, maybe half of them they would beat. SEC teams, maybe there's a couple decent ones they would beat. But there's that outside chance that they found some random players that are really good that should be top prospects for whatever reason.
Maybe they got some transfers or something. Like, I'm not really sure. I do know if they go to the Big 12, they could beat. I could probably name four teams that they could beat, just off me, like just the eye test. You know, just watching, I think they could beat, you know, at least four of them. So, I mean, I'm all for it. I'm all for the, you know, UTSA. I'm on the train. I'm a fan this year. So,
yeah, absolutely. And it's fun to watch. And and until they start doing this year in and year out and become like a Boise State, they start getting, which, you know, for a while I disliked Boise State for that reason, because they thought they were big stuff or whatever. But that was when Texas won the championship, or were in competing for championship.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, Fiesta Bowl against Ohio. Yeah, they were like like that year.
It's cool to be villainized on that, because I definitely wouldn't hate UTSA in that sense. Maybe because they're in Texas, but I would be on the opposite side. I'd be, you know, buying UTS gear. I mean, and I've taken classes at UTA, so it's kind of the same. And then I'm a fan of UT, and UTA doesn't have a football team, so obviously in a Longhorn down year, I'm definitely gonna jump on the bandwagon for UTSA.
Yeah, definitely.
And maybe if they keep winning and they move up, we could try to get somebody on to interview from UTSA just to say, hey, legitimately, what do you think? You know, what bowl games are you being? And we should have looked at, you know, we really talked about the college football playoff. I know we expanded and talked about bowl games. Mm-hmm. We should have had a list ready for projections of bowl games, where they projected UTSA to be right now.
Yeah.
But we can definitely bring that up in a future show.
Yeah, definitely.
But right now, tell me legitimately, you know, I said, who's the lowest team you think can make it? What, give us an outlier. What team that's not in the top four right now do you think will be there? Throw it all off before we end this.
I feel like either Oklahoma or Oklahoma State is probably the furthest I will go as far as, like, you know, a one loss team. Because if Oklahoma State wins out, I would put them in there.
Yeah, because you're beating Oklahoma.
Yeah, you're beating Oklahoma, and then you're playing the championship game.
Yeah.
Yep. And then, but if Oklahoma wins out, I wouldn't keep out of an undefeated Big 12 team either. So that's probably as far as I'm going to go. Wake Forest has no chance. Texas A&M, if they find themselves in the SEC championship game and win it, they have an outside chance. But that's probably as far as I would go.
Yeah, and barring no major upset, obviously,
which is it's gonna be one, that's an obvious.
If Ohio State or Oregon lose to a crappy team, they're out, obviously. Mm-hmm. But I'm gonna throw Michigan in there. They have every shot to get in there. Cincinnati's not stopping Michigan from getting in. Cincinnati really needs, you know, they have two options: Oregon losing or Alabama losing to Georgia in the SEC championship game.
Yeah.
Because Michigan and Ohio State play each other.
Michigan has to stop crapping the bed whenever they play Ohio State, because I can't remember the last time they beat Ohio State.
Yeah, and there's no chance Cincinnati jumps Ohio State unless they lose. Because they're going to beat Michigan, or because in the scenario they would have beat Michigan. And if Michigan beats Ohio State, they're jumping Cincinnati. You would have to hope for, I guess, Wisconsin or whoever else would play in the Big 12 championship game to beat one of them. But yeah, it's Michigan's to lose. Michigan can make it in the top four if they want. I mean, if they win out, it's their own destiny. They're going to be in the top. I think they replace Oregon at minimum.
And I like that. A lot of these teams control their own destiny. It's just, if they want it bad enough, you know, Michigan, Oklahoma State controls their own destiny. But, you know, a lot of them play each other. So, that's, you know, that's also,
and that's, you know, that's what it's really all about fun. Is
right.
Not only that you win these last few games, it's who you're winning. And that's going to make all the difference. And, you know, I was hoping for Cincinnati's sake that SMU would keep it up where they would play a good SMU team here in a couple weeks, but it doesn't look like that's going to happen. Just for the sake of Cincinnati beating a quality team to plead their case.
But, yeah, Michigan. Yeah, to touch back on that real quick. Yeah, Ohio State beat Michigan 8 straight years. So,
yeah, and I don't see it happening, but Michigan seems to be a different team.
It's a good rivalry, but like, I'm gonna even go further back. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
I mean, everything 15, points 16. To Ohio State beating Michigan, yeah. But it looks like Michigan's a legit top 10 ranked team. I mean, yeah, every time the college football desperately wants Michigan, Ohio State to be ranked great teams. Yeah, or the both playing a game, both teams ranked.
Yeah, 15 out of the last 16 years.
That's worse than Texas and OU.
Yeah, that's wild. I didn't know it was that bad though. I thought it was like four years.
And it's blowouts. I mean, even with Texas OU, it's always a close game for the most part. Yeah. There's outliers, but it's
like overtime games or
5 hours overtime games last year, even this year, that incredible comeback by Oklahoma. And Oklahoma has kind of owned that that rivalry for a while, but it's like Ohio State's just blowing it. I think one year I remember watching it a few years ago, and Michigan was in it. And I think it was a crazy, like, Ohio State converted on 4th and 20 or blocked a punt or something. Yeah, something that. Weird that happened.
I remember that,
That's just what, you know, is happening to Michigan right now. But 15 out of the last 16, that's ridiculous.
That's wild.
Yeah, well, we are going to end it on that note. So we're definitely going to talk more college football coming up and talk about Cowboys Falcons next week. Until next time, I'm Ashton.
All right, sounds good.